Thank you for joining us on this podcast from Hilltop United Methodist Church. Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. The locals would say we are just a little bit east of the intersection of 7th and 106th on 106th. God's blessings to you. We hope to see you on Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Peace be with you.
I want you to think about two phrases. One is Shaw's interpretation of what the Sadducees and Pharisees are saying to Jesus. And for those of you that are 12 years old, I give you permission to say the word. And the phrase is from the Sadducees and Pharisees, "Who the hell do you think you are?" That's what the Sadducees and Pharisees, the temple authorities, seem to be saying. Just who the hell do you think you are? Where do you get off? And then Jesus' response is interesting. Talks to them a little bit, and he says, "What do you think? What do you think?" Now, the early church dealt with a problem in the fact that during the time that it was against the law in the Roman Empire to be a Christian, there were people who saved their lives by disavowing their relationship to God. They said, "Don't execute me. I will say the prayer to the Caesar, and everything will be okay, and I'll be alive." And then later, after there was a chance for them to not be executed as a result of being Christians, they wanted to come back to the church. And many people in the church looked around at them and looked around at them and said, "Who the hell do you think you are? When times were tough, you left. So we're not going to be here for you now." And I would suggest that they regretted that decision. Let's pull out, if you got a pew Bible near you, pull it out for a second and maybe share some. I know there's not enough for everybody to go around, but pull one out there for a second. And I want to sort of walk us through. Turn to about page 22, 23, at least in my version of the pew Bible, that's where it is. And it's Matthew 21. And this is the context of what's going on. All right? I'm on page 23 of the New Testament section. Jesus has entered into Jerusalem. He's entered into Jerusalem, and it's the Palm Sunday reading. Jesus is coming into town, and people are asking the people in the town are asking, "Who is this? Who is this?" And the answer is, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." The prophet Jesus from the Nazareth of Galilee. Then he goes into the temple. And he basically says that what you're doing here is incompatible with what I think we should be doing inside the temple. And I always wonder about that whenever we picture Jesus as this kind, soft, gentle, cuddly creature, human being. I always wonder about how he must have looked as kind, soft, kind, gentle creature, human being, inside the temple as he's turning over these tables. "Excuse me here. I can just see it now. Can't you? Excuse me. I'm going to turn this table. If it's okay with you, I'm going to turn the table over. Money changer here. What you're doing here is an abomination. But if you get around to fixing that next week, it'll be okay." Do you think that's the way it was? I don't either. He was almost saying, "What the hell do you think you're doing here?" And then he does this, and then the children seem to recognize what's going on. Because the temple authority becomes angry about what's happening and says, "Gosh, we don't like this. Do you hear what those children are saying?" And he says, "Have you not heard that out of the mouths of infants and nursing babes you have prepared praise for yourself?" Then he goes and rests. And I could imagine he was pretty tired at that point, having turned all those tables over and marched into Jerusalem, all of that. And the next morning, he returns and he withers a fig tree. He just tells that fig tree, "You're not producing fruit, so I'm gonna wither you, and don't, you're never gonna grow again." Then we get to the passage that Mike read, and he enters into the temple, and you get this first question from the temple authorities. Now they don't actually say, "Who the hell do you think you are?" But that's the message that they're communicating. Who the hell do you think you are? We're joking around here about football, making some football jokes, but it's almost essentially Notre Dame scheduling the Little Sisters of the Poor. That's almost exactly what it is, okay? And the temple authorities are Notre Dame. And Jesus is this peasant, itinerant preacher from Galilee, and he's the Little Sisters of the Poor. Now, the interesting thing about this is that they have watched him come into town. They know he's turned the tables over. They heard the stories of the miracles, but they're not convinced. They're not convinced. And so they have this confrontation with Jesus. "Who the hell do you think you are?" And he asks him this riddle. And in the riddle, he's basically saying, "I'm in continuity with John. I'm in continuity with John. John and I are operating from the same set of principles." And the voice that Jesus is talking about there, the voice that Jesus is invoking there, reminds them that the prophetic voice, "Thus saith the Lord," over and over again in Isaiah, Jeremiah, Zechariah, on and on and on, is essentially a negative critique of those that are in power over and against those who are outside of power. That's what Jesus is saying. I'm in continuity with that story. I'm in continuity with that narrative. And I invite those to participate in the life of God who are previously excluded from that. He even invites in prostitutes and tax collectors. Wow. Wow. Then he tells them this story. He says, "Well, think about it. Think about it." He tells them a story. And the first time I read the story, I sat there and said, "What on earth is he talking about? What on earth is going on here? I don't get the relationship of this story to what's just happened." Then I study and study and study, and all of a sudden, the commentaries say, he's talking to the temple authorities, Dennis. Didn't say Dennis, it just said, he's talking to the temple authorities. He got two children. Turns around to one and says, "I want you to help me in the vineyard." Third straight week of vineyard story. "I want you to help me in the vineyard." And one child says, "Right on, I'm going to go help in that," and doesn't. And one child says, "No, I don't think I'll get around to that," and does. Those that said, "Right on, I'll get around to, I'll do it," and does not, are the temple authorities. They're the temple authorities. And those who say, "You know, I think I'm going to reject this for a little while. I'm going to reject it. I'm not going to do it. But then all of a sudden, I'm going to be able to see God's grace and bring that back in." And they're invited back in. And they choose to get involved in what God has suggested for them. And Jesus is saying to them, "I want those who've been outside of the family to be invited back in." Now, my guess is that all of us at some level have the voice of the temple authorities in our brain. That voice is essentially saying, "Who the hell do you think you are?" And it's essentially saying, "Once a sinner, always a sinner." That's what's going on. And they're basically saying redemption is not part of how we understand the story. And Jesus rejects that. But let me observe to you that part of the element of the human condition is that voice is inside of our brain all the time saying, "Who the hell do I think I am? I've been a terrible, awful sinner in my life. And there's no way that the church would really want me to be involved in it." And Jesus says, "I want you to think about that. I want you to really think about that, because what's about to happen in this story," this is the Passion Week, is that I'm going to tell you that as you think you understand that story, I'm going to turn that story upside down. I'm going to flip that story upside down in such a way that you are invited to be involved in God's kingdom. Wow. Wow. Now, I would say to you that sometimes that voice also says to us, it also says to us, and we're operating from the voice of the temple authority, whether we know it or not. Yeah, there's times that we're operating like the prostitutes and the tax collectors. Anybody here work for the IRS? Oh, okay, good. So sometimes that voice inside of our head is like we're the prostitutes of the tax collectors, and we need to have God flip that switch and remind us that we're sacred, special, blessed creatures of God. But sometimes, we're the temple authority. We're the temple authority. Who the hell do they think they are? Once a sinner, always a sinner. They're not going to get involved in my church. You ever heard that? Jesus is saying here, both groups are welcome. Both groups are welcome. Who's the one doing the will of God? He actually says the one who goes and works in the vineyard. But always the invitation is there for us to recognize that we're heading in the wrong direction. That's where God invites us to understand. God invites us to go. We could be like the early church. We could be like the early church, and we could sit down and say, no, no. When times were tough, you abandoned us, and we're not going to welcome you back in. Or we can operate like Jesus. And we can turn around to people that we don't necessarily like. We don't necessarily always agree with theologically. We don't insert what applies for you. And we're going to welcome them back into the church. Because God invites them back. Jesus invites them back. Now, there's some of you out there who are probably sitting there saying, but I'm a terrible, awful person. And what I've done in my past, you don't know. You don't understand. You just don't get it, Pastor Dennis. And there's no way that I can be involved. Jesus says, I disagree with you. I have a fundamental disagreement with you on that. And I'd like to have you come back and continue to get involved. I'd like to have you be part of my church. He does that when we serve communion. We come together to be in community. We ask ourselves, what is it to be one with God? Take your hymnals out.
Thank you for joining us on this podcast from Hilltop United Methodist Church. Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. The locals would say we are just a little bit east of the intersection of 7th and 106th on 106th. God's blessings to you. We hope to see you on Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Peace be with you.